p.m. Pacific.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
And that's all you're getting today is your host, Carl Lenore. I had a guest lined up, but an emergency took precedence, and he is not going to be on the show today, but we will have him on at a future time. So you are going to be stuck with me droning on about various topics that I think are important. I've wanted to do a show like this. Periodically, I always want to do a show like this where I just talk about stuff that I think is important to get out there. So those of you who want to listen to this show today, you may want to kick back with a highball to ease the pain. Anyway, before we get started, I just want to mention, and I said this yesterday, I want to say it again. Any of you who purchased an Earth Pulse unit, if you've received your unit, if you've been using it for a day, a week, whatever, I really need you to call 206-222-2218. And chime in if the product is doing something for you, if it's not doing something for you. Whatever you say, I will play on the air. So please, if you've gotten your Earth Pulse unit, you have to be a valid customer who recently ordered an Earth Pulse unit from earthpulsetechnologies.com. And if you've been using it for a day, 2 days, a week, whatever, I'd really like to hear from you. 206-222-2218. Okay, first thing. And first of all, I have to thank someone. He doesn't want me to use his last name, and I understand why, because he works for a government agency, but he listens to the show. And his first name is Chris. So we'll just say my friend Chris, who constantly sends me research studies and articles that I think are important. And I'm going to be using a lot of the information that he's sent me over the past couple weeks to kind of fuel the discussion today. Also, here's something I've never done before. For those of you who are listening to the show right now, if you'd like to call in, if you have a question for me, you can call in 480-245-7169. I will take call-ins today to help speed this show along. 480-245-7169. If you do call in, you're going to be put on hold immediately. You'll have to listen until I bring you on the air. Okay? So there you go. The first thing I want to talk about is an article that was written by a fellow named John Dillon, and this came from Reuters Health. It was published in New York, and they were talking about testosterone. And the article, the gist of the article is that low testosterone levels is not necessarily a medical condition. That while lots of companies are now promoting the importance of being tested for testosterone, specifically companies like Solvay Pharmaceuticals that make Androgel, because they have a vested interest in it. And it's a good thing too. It's not just a pharmaceutical drug that has lots of negative side effects and cures one thing but destroys 60 other things. I mean, you know, testosterone is really something that's good. It's been proven. There's enough research out there now for those clinicians who don't have their head in the sand or don't have an agenda to look at and say, you know, we need to rethink this whole thing about testosterone. Many of them are still using the same old arguments about its safety, its efficacy. In the article, they talked about Androgel, I guess, underwrote some sort of a sport event. And so naturally at the sporting event, they were promoting low testosterone. And they were talking about the symptoms of low testosterone. And obviously symptoms are vague. Symptoms can belong to a variety of different things. You know, if you can have a symptom and it could be from six different things. So obviously testing has to be done. But I guess a fella named, let's see here, Dr. Ike, I hope I pronounce his last name properly. It's Ihinacho. He publishes a journal called the Drug and Therapeutics Bulletin. And he says that testosterone replacement therapy is questionable because it has risks, its efficacy is uncertain, and there's no strong agreement about whether low testosterone is really a disease in older age. And there, you know, I mean, I can think of three studies off the top of my head that are probably some of the best peer-reviewed studies out there. The one that I always like to quote is the one that was performed by the California Veterans Administration, and I believe they had 16,000 participants, and they concluded that the men with the lowest testosterone had the highest mortality rate, and that mortality rate was associated with a variety of different diseases. The men with higher testosterone didn't have those diseases. So while Dr. Iheanacho claims that the symptoms that are being promoted for low testosterone could also be the symptoms associated with diseases like diabetes, dyslipidemia, you know, atherosclerosis, depression. He notes depression. He has to understand that those are the diseases that take hold when testosterone is lower. And we know that because men who have their testosterone levels reestablished to youthful levels, that's the critical component here. Raising testosterone levels back to youthful levels. Because in this article, Dr. Iheanacho says that the majority of 80-year-old men who are tested have normal testosterone levels, but they're talking about normal for an 80-year-old man. An 80-year-old man's testosterone levels could be 400 nanograms a deciliter. And that's not considered hypogonadism, and especially not for an 80-year-old man, because the assays are age-adjusted. The younger you are, the mean levels are higher, and they adjust down for older men. But when you restore a man's testosterone levels to youthful levels, diseases like diabetes, depression, myalgias, dyslipidemia, by the way, cholesterol levels stabilize, and heart rhythm issues go away as well. There's a lot of men out there who have atrial fibrillation that when testosterone levels are restored, the atrial fib goes away. So I would have to disagree with Dr. Iheanacho that there is not enough information out there to debate that testosterone levels are, restoring testosterone levels is valuable to the medical community. And we already know that the so-called side effects of testosterone, which had been prostate, BPH and prostate cancer, are now established by the American Cancer Society in their journal. They published that androgen levels have nothing to do with prostate cancer. So I think that doctors need to stop holding back and start prescribing testosterone. And let's face it, the side effects from testosterone have to be less than the side effects from all of these other pharmaceutical drugs that they are pushing generously. So there you go. All right, that's the first thing we want to talk about. We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. Oh, he hung up. Sorry about that. You could call back in 480-245-7169. Anyway, getting back to this testosterone discussion, I think that there is a group out there who don't want testosterone levels to be reestablished in men. And I say this because I think it's much more profitable for pharmaceutical companies to prescribe six or seven medications, an antidepressant, a statin drug, blood pressure med, you name it. All these other drugs are much more profitable than, you know, $6 worth of testosterone a week. So I really think that I would love to see a national testosterone awareness week in the United States. I've actually thought about trying to campaign for it myself, where men start to have their testosterone levels tested. Because I think that more men who start to have their testosterone levels tested and start to embrace the possibility of adjusting up into the youthful levels of testosterone will see great benefits from it. Very little, if any, side effects at all. I speak firsthand with myself. My cholesterol is perfect compared to what it's supposed, you know, what it probably was. Well, when it was, when I was sickest, back in 1998 when I was 350 pounds and clearly my testosterone levels were in the dirt. But anyway, I do want to try and establish a national testosterone awareness week sometime in the future and campaign for that because I think more men need to know about this subject. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we'll be talking about something new. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Since you've been gone, you dedicated, you took the time. Wasn't long till I called you mine. Life is a continuous journey, and Change Your Life Now gives you the tools for continuous empowerment. Change Your Life Now is a practical guide to the biological process of age reversal. It's deliberately understandable and concise, so you can employ its message immediately and begin to realize the changes within days. The reader need only provide a positive attitude, desire, and discipline, and the results are guaranteed. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Change Your Life Now banner ad to learn more or to order your copy today. Don't wait another moment. Change your life now. Turinabol from PrimordialPerformance.com is a Haladrol clone. Turinabol will give you up to 15 pounds of lean body mass in as little as 6 weeks. Since Turinabol does not aromatize, there's no conversion to estrogen. Turinabol takes advantage of the patented Liquivade technology to ensure the maximum delivery of this powerful anabolic agent. Users of Turinabol report increased strength and lean gains with little side effects. Get Turinabol today while supplies last at PrimordialPerformance.com. Don't wait for Turinabol to be added to the federal ban list. Turinabol, a company committed to truth in advertising, to science-driven product development, a company that still believes in accountability to its customers. All-American EFX is that company. With a full line of performance-enhancing aids like Crealkaline EFX Pro, muscle pump amplifiers like Nitric EFX, growth and recovery enhancers like LBA Pro and LG5 Pro, and a fully tested core nutrition series. So if you want the very best in bodybuilding and performance supplements, go to any GNC or visit AAEFX.com today. That's AAEFX.com. All American EFX. We don't play games. We just help you win them. Turinabol from PrimordialPerformance.com is a Haladrol clone. Turinabol will give you up to 15 pounds of lean body mass in as little as 6 weeks. Since Turinabol does not aromatize, there's no conversion to estrogen. Turinabol takes advantage of the patented Liquivade technology to ensure the maximum delivery of this powerful anabolic agent. Users of Turinabol report increased strength and lean gains with little side effects. Get Turinabol today while supplies last at PrimordialPerformance.com. Don't wait for Turinabol to be added to the federal ban list. Turinabol. Life is a continuous journey, and Change Your Life Now gives you the tools for continuous empowerment. Change Your Life Now is a practical guide to the biological process of age reversal. It's deliberately understandable and concise, so you can employ its message immediately and begin to realize the changes within days. The reader need only provide a positive attitude, desire, and discipline, and the results are guaranteed. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Change Your Life Now banner ad to learn more or to order your copy today. Don't wait another moment. Change your life now.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Remember, you can save an additional 10% off all of your purchases at orbitnutrition.com. When you're checking out, just use the coupon code SHR10. And save an additional 10% off their already low, low prices. Visit orbitnutrition.com often. Okay. Enough music. All right. The next subject I want to hit on is this. Again, this came from Reuters Health. And this is related to a study that was done in France looking at irritable bowel syndrome or irritable bowel disease. In women and their diet. And I think that this group really missed the boat. And here's why. This was a really, really good study. 67,000 women participated in this study. They enrolled between the ages of 40 to 65. And there was a follow-up of about 10 years on these women. And they were looking at a variety of different things. One of the things that they found out that was 77 of the women, this is a very insignificant number when you think about this, 77 of the women had developed inflammatory bowel disease. And 90% of those women who developed this bowel disorder were eating more than the recommended dietary allowance of protein. And the study cites meat and fish protein intake is linked with women's bowel disease. Now, let me show you how really wrong this is. This is really wrong, in my opinion. First of all, I'm not even going to... I want to mention this first, and I'm not even saying that they didn't look at this because it doesn't say it, but typically people who are eating more protein, unless they're like athletes who are eating ketogenic diets where they're eating the majority of their calories from protein, people who are eating more protein are probably eating more other things too. These are people who probably eat a very high caloric intake. So their ratio of protein goes up when their total intake goes up. So we don't know how much GMO corn these women are eating, how much GMO soy, which has been linked to irritable bowel disorder already. And we're just looking at the meat. You know what I mean? It's like, I loved it when Dr. Lauren Cordain was on my show once. He said, the problem with epidemiological studies is, if an epidemiologist looked at a fire, they would say that fire trucks cause fires because whenever there's a fire, there are fire trucks. And so you have to be careful how you take some of these studies and interpret them. But what I do want to say is this, that the study pointed at these people, these women were eating a higher degree of fish and animal protein, mainly meat, beef. The linkage was not found with dairy and egg, which I thought was interesting. It was exclusively fish and beef. The interesting thing about this study was that the scientist who did this study, Dr. Frank Carbonell, and he is with the Center Hospital Universitaire de Bicêtre in Paris, and I'm sure I'm butchering that. They also found out that when diets were high in omega-3 fatty acids, there was a decreased inflammatory bowel disease risk. Now, think about this just for a second. Most beef today is fed an artificial diet. Cows were never designed to eat corn. They were never designed to eat grain. They were never designed to eat soy. They didn't eat corn, grain, and soy when they were prehistoric animals, and humans didn't practice animal husbandry. They grazed and they ate grass. And as a result, they have two stomachs that are designed to digest grass, and grass is all they need. When cows eat grass, when they're grass-fed cows, we already know that the ratio of omega-3 to omega-6 is the same as salmon. It's higher in omega-3 than omega-6. But when cows eat corn, grain, and soy, the fat that accumulates in their body is predominantly omega-6. Now, omega-3 is an anti-inflammatory fat, and omega-6 is a pro-inflammatory fat. So, the thing that this study misses is the quality of the meat and fish that these people are eating. If they were eating farm-raised fish, if they were eating conventionally raised cattle, beef from conventionally raised cows, I would expect them to have a higher degree of inflammation in their body. I mean, we've talked about this on the show. These are sick animals. You're eating a sick animal. This is an animal that's lived with pro-inflammatory markers through the roof because it's eating an artificial diet that nature never intended it to eat. Imagine if you started eating wood just because termites can eat wood. So you decide, I'm going to eat wood. It's cheaper. I'll just start eating the trees around my house, save a lot of money. You know, how long before you're dead? And maybe you won't die. Maybe you'll just eat enough wood where you'll just be chronically sick. So that's what's wrong with most cows and even farm-raised fish today. So now when you look at this study through those eyes and you say to yourself, well, wait a minute. I wonder what would happen if these people were eating grass-fed beef and wild-caught fish exclusively. These are animals and being, you know, fish obviously and animals that are eating a natural diet that nature intended them to eat. So we would expect the meat to be higher in omega-3s, and then a reduction in inflammation occurs. So, you know, this type of, I hate these types of studies that try to point at animal protein as the problem with disease today, because if in fact animal protein was what caused disease, I wouldn't be on this show right now, because we, our society, our civilization would not have progressed any further than Paleolithic human beings, because Paleolithic human beings ate a diet 80% animal protein and fat. So they all would have died. They would have died very young. They would have developed chronic disease. They would have not procreated, because we know that when chronic disease sets in, that animals don't bear young. Their litter rates go down, because the sick animals don't give birth. They just try to stay alive. And our civilization would not have progressed if meat was the culprit. So you have to ask yourself, what is different about meat today? And that's what's different about it. These animals that are raised in factory farms, that are given antibiotics and drugs to be kept alive long enough to slaughter, they're being fed artificial diets that they were never designed to eat. I mean, I think it was Sally Fallon from the Weston A. Price Foundation who came on the show and said that the form of E. coli that everybody keeps getting sick and dying from is only found in cows, feces of cows that eat corn and grain. That E. coli, that form of E. coli, is not even present in feces of cows that eat grass. So what does that tell you? It tells you that the cow's body does not even know how to handle corn and grain, and it ends up becoming some sort of poison inside the cow's body itself. So I really think that a lot of these types of studies, when you look at them, they really need to reevaluate these studies, and they need to classify. They can't just be broad scoped and say, when someone eats beef, they get this. They need to start quantifying grass-fed beef versus conventionally raised beef, because there's a big, big difference in those two meats. So I would take this particular research with a grain of salt. I think we have a caller on the line. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, go ahead. You're on the air with Carl Lenore. What's going on?
I'm on the air, seriously?
Yeah, yeah. Who is this?
Maurice Milne. I'm with K Designers. How you doing?
Okay. Are you calling into the show, or are you telemarketing?
I'm actually I guess you could say telemarketing.
Okay. Sorry, buddy. You're on the air. Wrong number, okay?
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. How do you like that? That's what happens when you don't have somebody to screen your calls. Anyway. Okay. So getting back to the subject at hand, you know, meat is not the devil. Beef is not the devil. We've survived on these animal proteins forever. When we had Dr. Abella on Monday and we were talking about cholesterol, I invoked some information from back in the early 30s from Dr. Paul Dudley White, who was one of the founders, the key founders of the American Heart Association. And back then, he was telling anyone who would listen, abandon hydrogenated oil, which at that point was just Crisco. Crisco was the first one introduced, I believe, in 1910 or 1911. Abandon vegetable oils, abandon sugar, return to raw animal fats. He was telling people to return, because when people were eating raw animal fats, lard, tallow, when they were eating animal proteins, they were not getting heart disease. They were not getting sick. They weren't dying of diseases. They weren't developing diseases. You have to ask yourself why. I mean, we have to start to practice a form of health history. We can't just take what they're saying to us today and go, oh, this is the truth. We have to look back at generations past, and we have to learn from them. And I don't mean just learn what hurt them, but learn what worked for them too. And you cannot deny that generations past, 3 generations, 4 generations, 5 generations back, they were eating beef and pork, they were eating fish, they were eating all of this animal protein, and people were not developing these kind of diseases that we have today. I mean, Dr. Paul Dudley White was the one who said that he first encountered his first heart attack after being through medical school. I'm sorry, I'm distracted because I'm looking at the the lines ringing here. He had one heart attack in his career up until the point of the 1930s. School, internship, private practice, one heart attack. And then in the 30s, all of a sudden, everybody started having heart attacks. And what was the thing he pointed at? He pointed at hydrogenated oil and sugar. And we still eat way too much sugar. We eat way more sugar today than they were doing back then. And then look at the rate of disease. So pointing at animal protein is really wrong. Pointing at sick animals, that might be the right thing. Maybe what these people should say is we should compare the different types of animal protein. Grass-fed cows versus corn-fed cows. Wild fish versus farm fish. And start to look at these comparisons as opposed to just throwing beef under the bus in one fell swoop. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we'll pick up with more information.
Yeah, this one right here goes out to all the babies, mamas, 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 baby mamas, mamas. Yeah, go like this.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at orbitnutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit orbitnutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. orbitnutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at orbitnutrition.com.
We all know how effective amino acid supplements are. Well, get ready to be shocked. Amino acid supplements just reached a new level of strength. Say hello to Gear. Gear is super concentrated, super potent, and so bioavailable, it's equivalent to injectable amino acids. Gear is best used between meals to keep nitrogen balances tilted towards anabolism. Gear causes an increase in anabolic signaling that tells your muscles it's time to grow. Get Gear today by visiting needtobuildmuscle.net. Gear. This ain't your daddy's amino acid supplement. Selective androgen receptor modulators represent the future of hormone replacement therapy. Institutions looking to perform research depend upon the potency and authenticity of the materials they buy. That's why your institution needs to trust Chemex for their SARMS materials. Go to chemx.net today for SARMS S4 for your research project. Don't trust the success of your project to questionable sources. Trust chemx.net. That's chemx.net. Chemex.net.
The federal government is more aggressive than ever prosecuting anabolic steroid-related cases. Whether you're a physician, supplement company, or citizen, ignorance of the law is not a defense. Buying from overseas pharmacies, large numbers of patients on hormone replacement therapy, and releasing new hormone-based supplements can all be red flags to the federal government. Don't take chances. You need attorneys that have years of experience defending anabolic steroid-related cases. You need J. Clark Baird and Bill Butler. Knowledge is power. Know where you stand before the federal government comes knocking. Go to SteroidDefenseLawyers.com. That's SteroidDefenseLawyers.com. Go today and be safer tomorrow.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
How y'all feel out there?
Oh, yeah. All right. All right. Check this out.
You know, you can still save $50 off of the normal price of the Earth Pulse electromagnetic field device if you go to earthpulsetechnologies.com and use the coupon code SHR2010 at checkout. You get $50 off the Earth Pulse unit, so check it out. Okay, this next article I want to talk about really kind of infuriates me a little bit. And let me tell you why it infuriates me, first of all. Many of you know that I've talked about Dr. Jesse Haggard on the show. We played interviews that I had done with him. Dr. Jesse Haggard is the physician who ran Revolution Medical Centers here in Phoenix. He was the target of a sting operation that was actually paid for by the federal government. The federal government paid a local news station to go undercover and with cameras and so on and so forth and microphones, record conversations with physicians inside the medical practice. And then by taking lots of stuff out of context, prosecute Dr. Haggard for being an anabolic steroid dealer. Now, I'm not going to go into his whole story and the unfairness of it all, but there was one thing during one of the interviews that I did for another radio show. There was one thing that he told me was really a big red flag for the federal government in his particular instance. And this was his use of an anabolic steroid called Trenbolone, which some of you may know is a very, very powerful anabolic steroid. It is a actually a very powerful progestin. It's a form of progesterone as opposed to testosterone. And it has about 16 times more anabolic and androgenic effects than testosterone. It has a greater affinity to the androgen receptor, meaning that when it docks in the androgen receptor, it actually can stay docked three times longer than testosterone. Now, when I interviewed Dr. Haggard, I asked him why he used Trenbolone. Because keep in mind that Trenbolone, by and large, is an anabolic steroid used in the conventional growth of cows. What they'll do with a cow is they'll put something called FINA pellets, which is basically Trenbolone in a pellet form behind the ear of the cow. And it's a Trenbolone and estradiol benzoate combined together. And this will allow the cow to really bulk up fast. I mean, put on a lot of muscle weight very, very quickly. And for those of you who don't think estrogen is anabolic, the cows put on about a tenth of the same weight, a tenth of the weight on when the estradiol is not mixed in with the Trenbolone. Just interesting. Anyway, so Trenbolone is used with animals, but it's not really used that much with humans. But Dr. Haggard used Trenbolone with some of his patients, men, who once he started them on testosterone therapy, he saw that they were having side effects. You know, acne, hair loss, I'm trying to think what real issues they could have had. Gynecomastia, maybe a high conversion of estrogen. They were estrogen sensitive, so they started to develop tissue underneath the breasts and so on and so forth. So he decided, because the doctor who used to own the practice that he took over, an older doctor who had retired, told him, if you give very low doses of Trenbolone, you can get all of the benefits of testosterone, increased well-being, increased muscle mass, shedding of fat, you know, leaning out, increased bone mineral uptake, greater sense of well-being, greater strength, and so on and so forth. But because it's not a testosterone-derived steroid, but instead a progestin, you don't get any of the side effects. So if you have patients who are sensitive to testosterone, Trenbolone is a good choice, but very low doses, you know, 50 milligrams, 100 milligrams a week, maybe, and that's it. Well, that was one of the things that damned Dr. Haggard, his willingness to use Trenbolone in certain cases. And Trenbolone is seen specifically as an anabolic steroid used by athletes and bodybuilders and so on and so forth. That really was damning to him. Well, here is a study produced by the Gainesville Veterans Administration Medical Center, which, by the way, some of the greatest research in testosterone therapy comes out of Veterans Administrations for some reason. But anyway, they did a study. And interestingly enough, this is what they found. They compared the benefits of Trenbolone to SARMs, citing that SARMs, selective androgen receptor modulators, have all the benefits of testosterone in that they're anabolic, increased quality of mood, increased bone mineral uptake, so on and so forth, but none of the potential side effects in specific tissue, like in the prostate and so on and so forth. And SARMs are the new adventure in hormone replacement therapy. Okay. They compared trenbolone to SARMs in that a patient could be given a low dose of trenbolone and not experience any tissue-specific side effects because trenbolone does not convert to DHT. It does not convert to estrogen. So it doesn't convert to any of the metabolites that testosterone does that ends up having tissue-specific activity, specifically in the prostate and seminal vesicle, what do they call them? Not apparatus, but the rest of the components of a man's sex organ. So trenbolone doesn't have any of those negative side effects, but it did increase bone mineral uptake. It did increase a sense of well-being. It increased strength, decreased fat accumulation. So here is a study that's done by the VA Medical Center in Gainesville, Florida, where they are experimenting with trenbolone. And here's a doctor who was doing something similar with his patients on individual basis, but he was demonized and vilified as a result of his use of trenbolone. And he was called an anabolic steroid dealer. Now, I know that the government's case was stronger than just that one thing. They did have some very, very damning evidence because of one of the clinicians that worked at the facility. I guess the undercover reporter said to the clinician, hey, you know, I'd really like to get buffed and look more muscular. And I guess the clinician said, oh, this will do that too. And that was like one of the damning things. Oh, look, they're selling steroids so that men can look buffed. I don't understand why that's a problem. I don't understand why it's a problem. If I want to take testosterone or decadurobolin or any combination of those so that I look more muscular and feel better and am stronger, I don't understand why the government has a problem with that. Now, I know what they'll say, that these drugs come with a risk. And then I would pose this question to anybody who feels that way. All of the risks associated with anabolic steroid use are the same risks associated with oral contraceptive use for women. Okay? Liver issues, heart issues, coagulatory effects on the blood. You name all of the things that they throw down the pike at us about anabolic steroid use, and they're all the same side effects that women experience or are exposed to when they take contraceptives. So I ask you, is it that women are less valuable to society that it is acceptable to expose them to these risks, or is there a double standard that men can't expose themselves to the same risk for a similar frivolous reason? And what I mean by that is this. Women take birth control so they can have sex that does not result in a birth. Now, some would say that that is a selfish, ridiculous reason to expose yourself to the risks associated with birth control. So that any moment's notice, a woman can just drop her panties, have sex, not worry about getting pregnant. A lot of people would say, gee, that is really not a good reason to expose yourself to the potential side effects of birth control. But yet, in the same breath, when doctors cite the potential risks of anabolic steroids and say, well, we're protecting people by keeping them away from anabolic steroids, I don't buy it. I don't buy it at all, not for a second. I say, let me make my own decisions about what risks I want to expose myself to. And if you're willing to let women expose themselves to those risks so that they can have casual sex, then allow me to expose myself to those risks so I can have big, broad shoulders and be strong and good looking. Why is that so wrong? Why do we have to be embarrassed that we want to look good? I mean, for crying out loud, I can undergo the risk of liposuction. Look at, what's his name? Kanye West's mother. She died, having liposuction performed. I don't see any politicians coming out going, we've got to stop this vanity movement. People are dying. No. But for some reason, And I know why, because there's no money behind anabolic steroids. You don't have any big pharmaceutical companies that are stepping in and going, look, we want to start promoting these products, so let's get the wheels moving at Capitol Hill, and let's start getting politicians on board and let them understand that we're going to be starting to market anabolic steroids as, instead of performance-enhancing drugs, appearance-enhancing drugs. They're going to fall into the same category as cosmetic surgery. I mean, this is what really needs to be done here today. The idea that people are going to jail for using anabolic steroids is ridiculous. It's as ridiculous as people going to jail for smoking pot. When alcohol destroys the body 1,000% faster and better, more efficiently than marijuana does. But this all comes down to special interest type stuff. So I wanted to point this particular thing out that, you know, Dr. Haggard went to jail, but the VA Medical Center is finding out something that he promoted, that Trenbolone was actually an acceptable form of hormone replacement therapy for men who suffered from side effects of testosterone. Now, on the subject of the government protecting us, it has finally come out that just about all non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs are unhealthy and dangerous for us. We now have a black box warning, I believe, on acetaminophen, finally. 100 people a month die from Tylenol. Can you believe that? Nobody's dying from anabolic steroids, by the way. 100 people a month die from Tylenol. They are now saying that all non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs can increase your risk of a heart attack or stroke. They are now saying that drugs like diclofenac, common pain relievers, raise heart risk for healthy folks. The safety of drugs like Advil and Aleve differ, study finds. So the different non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs have a different effect on the heart, but nonetheless, none of them are any good. Now, I don't want to sit here and bash NSAIDs. What I do want to say is this. If you are suffering from pain that requires you to take an NSAID, you need to look deeper in where that pain is coming from, because pain is actually good. It's the alarm system. It's the body telling you that something is going wrong and you have an opportunity to correct it. Masking it with NSAIDs, except in an emergency situation, if you've injured yourself and you're going to take an NSAID temporarily for a few days, that's one thing, but to live on them is another thing. And interestingly enough, my friends at Core Products used to have a topical ibuprofen, which the federal government stopped them from manufacturing. And that did not get distributed systemically when you rubbed it on a sore shoulder or a sore elbow. I used it myself. It was great stuff. All right, stay tuned. We'll be back with more of my ranting. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. Are you tired of the same old pre-workout product? Would you like to catapult your body's growth and performance potential to an entirely new level? LG Sciences Anadrolic State GT is the world's first kinetic amplification system. Anadrolic State GT goes beyond the pre-workout powders in functionality, adaptation, and power. Anadrolic State GT is the first of its kind, allowing users to take aggressive control in the gym with ferocious focus, explosive energy, and dominating strength. Anadrolic State GT is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet, and other fine retailers. Get yours today and join the LG Sciences Uprising. A company committed to truth in advertising, to science-driven product development, a company that still believes in accountability to its customers. All American EFX is that company. With a full line of performance-enhancing aids like Crealkaline EFX Pro, muscle pump amplifiers like Nitrix EFX, growth and recovery enhancers like LBA Pro and LG5 Pro, and a fully tested core nutrition series. So if you want the very best in bodybuilding and performance supplements, go to any GNC or visit AAEFX.com today. That's AAEFX.com.
AllAmericanEFX.com. All-American EFX. We don't play games. We just help you win them.
We all know how effective amino acid supplements are. Well, get ready to be shocked. Amino acid supplements just reached a new level of strength. Say hello to Gear. Gear is super concentrated, super potent, and so bioavailable, it's equivalent to injectable amino acids. Gear is best used between meals to keep nitrogen balances tilted towards anabolism. Gear causes an increase in anabolic signaling that tells your muscles it's time to grow. Get Gear today by visiting needtobuildmuscle.net. Gear. This ain't your daddy's amino acid supplement. Turinabol from PrimordialPerformance.com is a Haladrol clone. Turinabol will give you up to 15 pounds of lean body mass in as little as 6 weeks. Since Turinabol does not aromatize, there's no conversion to estrogen. Turinabol takes advantage of the patented Liquivade technology to ensure the maximum delivery of this powerful anabolic agent. Users of Turinabol report increased strength and lean gains with little side effects. Get Turinabol today while supplies last at PrimordialPerformance.com. Don't wait for Turinabol to be added to the federal ban list. Turinabol.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Peace up. A-Town down. Yeah.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Thank you for enduring me today. I apologize for not having a guest. We'll have a good guest tomorrow. Okay. So let's talk about a couple of things here. First of all, this is really funny. And again, a lot of this information that I'm talking about today, I have to thank Chris, whose last name will be withheld, for his great support in sending me research. I wouldn't have had anything to talk about today, really. Anyway, this is really funny. This was, again, Health Day News. 8% of patients at sleep clinics reported sexsomnia, study finds. These are people who, instead of walking in their sleep, they're having sex in their sleep. Now here, I mean, when I heard this, I thought, okay, let's really look at this for a second. How do you, I mean, first of all, I understand the notion of insomnia and sexsomnia. I understand that these people don't know what they're doing. They're asleep and they start to do these things in their sleep. But here's what I don't understand. If you are experiencing sexsomnia, what is your partner doing? Are they experiencing sexsomnia too? Are you waking them up? Are you rolling over and having sex with them? Because apparently these people who undergo sexsomnia, they don't remember having sex the next day. They don't remember anything. So their partners are obviously saying, wow, you were great last night. And that person is going, what? Well, yeah, you know, you rolled over last night and you wanted to have sex with me and we had great sex. It was amazing. And that person is going, are you joking? I don't remember any of it. So I have to wonder, if someone is waking up in the middle of the night and having sex with their partner, how do they not wake up? How does the partner not wake them up? You know, I've always heard that if you have insomnia and somebody startles you, you'll wake up. That's really funny to me. I mean, I have to believe that a certain percentage of those 8% are lying. They're telling their partner that they were asleep, or that they have a problem, having sex in their sleep so that they don't get turned down. I know nothing like that would have ever worked for me when I was married. I'll tell you that right now. Anyway, I want to let you in on a funny story. Last Thursday, I was driving to San Diego to go stay with my son for the weekend. And while I was in my rental car listening to XM radio, I stumbled onto the Jay Thomas show. And many of you know who Jay Thomas is. He's an actor who appeared on lots of different television shows, including like Laverne and Shirley and Happy Days and I think Saved by the Bell. I mean, he's been all over. Apparently he's a lifeline right now on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. And the guy is just, he's got an amazing career and he's got his own radio show on XM. And so I'm listening to the radio as I'm driving to San Diego. And they had this guy on who's dying of cancer and he's actually, selling ad space on his urns because he's 400 pounds. He's going to have like 3 or 4 urns. So he's actually selling ad space to get some money together. And, they were talking about cancer, and after the interview, you know, Jay Thomas made a statement. He says, you know, it's his understanding that cancer is caused by an accumulation of white blood cells, and I felt compelled to call in and just correct that because that's really pretty far off base. You know, white blood cells do accumulate and gather in cancer conditions, but that's because the body is trying to save itself, and white blood cells are trying to expunge the cancer from the body. So I call in. And I'm on the air with them for 30 minutes, and he's asking me questions, and I'm answering them. At the end of the 30 minutes, Jay Thomas goes to me, you know, you're really an interesting guy. You should have your own show. And I go, well, you know, and I was very hesitant. I had no intentions of plugging myself. I had no intentions of doing anything. I was just a listener at that moment. And so I was real hesitant, and I go, well, you know, I had no intentions of saying this, but I do have my own show. And he asked me about it, and I told him the website and all that sort of stuff. And I actually got a lot of emails from people who said they heard me on the Jay Thomas show and they came to the website and they had questions about cancer. I think it's important to understand. And one of the things that was said on the Jay Thomas show that is probably still what people think is true, but it's not. And that is that there's no cure for cancer. There's several cures for cancer. And this, cause there's lots of different types of cancer. The greatest cure for cancer is prevention. And I know everybody's going to go, oh yeah, okay. You know, we knew that, Carl. But no, really. I mean, cancer in all of its forms is only manifested under conditions where we have a great degree of inflammation. We know that inflammation interferes with programmed apoptosis. And this is most likely the root of most cancers. Every cell in your body has an expiration date. It knows it's supposed to be gone. When it doesn't go, when it overstays its welcome, it's kind of like a family member that you can't get out of your house. This is when cancer starts. Because the truth of the matter is, right now, you have cancerous cells floating around your body, but your immune system is strong enough and functioning properly enough to get rid of them and to deal with them, to quarantine them and keep them from doing what they are trying to do. But when you have a situation where inflammatory markers are so high, which a lot of it has to do with diet, and your immune system is compromised because of years of exposure to this perfect storm that I like to talk about all the time, this is when the environment of the body becomes prone to cancers. So the first thing that you can do to avoid developing cancer is to use known natural substances that have the ability to reduce inflammation. And just off the top of my head, the ones that I like the best: fish oil, melatonin, ginger extract. The research on ginger extract continues. I just pulled up 14 new studies on ginger extract's effect on colon cancer, ovarian cancer, and it continues on and on. The gingerol, 6 and 8 gingerol, have some sort of ability to do all the things necessary to both reverse cancers as well as protect against cancers. There is one recent study that showed that the constituents in ginger selectively reduce angiogenesis in tumors. And we know about angiogenesis in tumors. We know that shutting down the blood supply to a tumor kills it. Well, interestingly enough, ginger has the ability, the constituents of ginger, and I'm going to talk about ginger. I'm not going to talk about the individual parts of it. Ginger has the ability to selectively shunt blood by reversing angiogenesis in tumors. We know from, just way too many studies to talk about, that ginger somehow reestablishes apoptosis. The introduction of gingerol gets the cells back on the clock. Like, hey, you guys are supposed to be gone. Get out of here. And everybody, let's start paying attention to our expiration dates again. Ginger has the ability to do that. Now, is it because of the way it reduces inflammation? Maybe. Because we do know that inflammation leads to a disruption in apoptosis. So you can cure cancer and you can avoid cancer by using agents like fish oil, like melatonin, like ginger extract, and other things that are known to reduce inflammation. Now, I mentioned a moment ago that non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs have a negative effect on the heart. So I'm not suggesting that you go out and start taking Tylenol to avoid cancer, because those are not natural agents. Okay, you got to stick with the natural agents. The body recognizes them and knows how to handle them. Stay away from synthetic agents, unnatural agents, drugs that are designed to reduce inflammation. I mean, there's a lot of drugs out there that are now, the pharmaceutical industry understands that inflammation is the first domino in all the disease we have today. And everyone is vying to get their drug cross-approved. Metformin, statin drugs. I mean, there's all these other drugs out there that are already being used for dyslipidemia or diabetes, insulin resistance, or you name it. They're testing these drugs to see if they have anti-inflammatory effects, because everybody knows that the new horizon is reduce inflammation and reduce disease. But I'm telling you not to take a drug that compromises you and has other ill effects, but stick with natural things. You know, hormones and naturally occurring agents in nature, use those to reduce inflammation, and you'll never develop cancer. And let's not forget the all-important but often not cited exercise. Nothing reduces inflammation by increasing things like glutathione production and natural antioxidants in the body like exercise. So if you are not exercising, you're missing out on a great opportunity. I mean, we know that men who exercise regularly don't develop BPH, prostate hypertrophy in large prostates. So there's a lot to be said for exercise's ability to correct inflammatory issues as well as agents. So, I mean, remember, cancer doesn't have to happen. It does not have to happen. As long as you're paying attention to reducing the inflammatory markers in your life, okay? I appreciate you listening to me rant today. Again, I apologize for not having a guest. We will have another show tomorrow. We've got a good guest tomorrow. We've got Dr. Michael Smith is coming on from Life Extension Foundation. We're going to be talking about the benefits of giving blood. There's lots of evidence that men accumulate metals that women don't accumulate up until women go through menopause. And once women stop menstruating, then they start to accumulate these metals at a similar rate as men, which begs one to think about the concept, historic concept. I mean, it's been around for thousands of years. They used to use leeches to perform bloodlettings because they believed that getting some of the old blood out and allowing the body to replace it with fresh blood was a good tactic. And they may not have been wrong. So tomorrow's show, we're going to be talking about the importance of giving blood. I hope you tune in for that one. You won't have to listen to me too much, and I appreciate your patience today. We'll see you tomorrow.
Is the super